This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. David Jossi is a Grammy-nominated artist and songwriter from Stockholm, Sweden. With a passion for music and a promising career ahead of him, he flew to Hollywood to work with fellow artists. But 6 weeks into his stay, Jossi found himself facing a prison life sentence. How did Jossi's tale turn from triumph to tragedy so quickly? From the San Quentin Prison Report, Greg Eskridge has that story.
In the early 1980s, hip-hop music, born in the Bronx, found its way to Sweden and into the living room of young David Jossi.
I got into the hip-hop culture and I started breaking and later on beatboxing. I was inspired by Dougie Fresh and I started experimenting with it and going... And you know, from there, I just got a lot of musical ideas just from beatboxing.
Those musical ideas led him to start rapping, and his talent was soon noticed.
I started writing my own songs, and at age 17, I signed my first record deal.
When he was 22, he co-founded a group called The Navigators. The album got heavy rotation on radio and even MTV. Then the song Superstar was dropped and proved to be one of their greatest hits. It would go on to be nominated for a Swedish Grammy.
The Grammy event was a cool experience for us, and it opened up a lot of doors. There she goes, swapping the cold cut of her nose, her approach. She's all about provocative clothes, exposed
strip shows, posing in the video. She's an extravaganza. The Navigators began traveling all over the world. Eventually, the group was split up, but Jossi says that opened up new opportunities, like being featured on a song with Ashley Tisdale called Be Good to Me. The song was a huge success, making it to number 5 on the Billboard charts. What up, mommy, what it is, what's good? I'll make you shine like a star up in Hollywood. I'll be United, shining armor, your prince in the saga. Never catching me bringing drama, never that. Whoa, you want a club like Monopoly. Curves looking like you want the DNA lottery. And I'ma be good like water to a whale. Jazzy
world, Miss Ashley Tisdale. The people from Warner Brothers liked what I did, so they called me up and asked me if I wanted to work with Ashley Tisdale and a couple of other acts.
Jossi accepted the invitation and boarded a flight to Los Angeles.
Ever since I started doing music, my dream was always to become this great rap star or, you know, great music star in America. That was always a big dream for me.
But after only 6 weeks in Los Angeles, one night changed the course of his life forever.
My friends were, you know, in the living room partying and wanted to go out. I really didn't feel like going out, but somehow I did. And that night, we went out to this club. And when me and my girlfriend left the club, this guy started beating on my car, and unfortunately, I made the wrong decision and got out the car, and we got into a fight.
His decision to get out of the car would prove fatal. The following day, Jossi was arrested and informed that the man he had a fist fight with had died. Jossi was convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced to 15 years to life in 2010.
It was a shock in so many ways. Your brain just goes numb. And then at the same time, I'm dealing with the fact that somebody died and that I was responsible for it. So there's a lot of emotions going through myself, and it's almost like an out-of-body experience.
Adjusting to prison life was a challenge for Jossi, and he is constantly reminded of what his life used to be. One day, for example, he saw Pyramid, a song he had written for a new artist, be performed on television.
Pyramid. that's one of the moments I wish I was right there, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do, music.
After transferring to San Quentin in 2013, Jossie would get the opportunity to get back to create music.
SQPR, San Quentin Prison Report.
Being able to create music again has been therapeutic for Jossie.
As of now, I'm working on writing songs and producing them, writing new compositions and adding music scores to video and radio interviews. So it's truly a blessing to be here at San Quentin and have that opportunity to get back to doing what I used to do, which is music, which I also love to do.
However, not a day goes by where he doesn't think about his crime.
It breaks my heart every single day to know that I'm responsible for taking another man's life. And for his family not being able to see him is really heartbreaking, and it's hard on myself. I just remember growing up, if I heard somebody being convicted of murder, I was like, wow, how can you murder somebody? And here I am in a street fight and somebody dies, you know. That's something I could never imagine myself, you know, ever being convicted of murder.
The reality of his situation shows him how fragile life is. One day he's in the studio writing songs for up-and-coming artists. Then the next day, he's sitting in a prison cell. He hopes others can learn from his story.
Even though you think it's just a fist fight, people can actually die from it. And it turns into something so devastating after he loses his life. And how many people actually get affected by this. I think that's something a lot of people don't think about, you know, to see what your actions can actually do. It just humbles you as a human being, you know. It's just like, wow, what was I doing? What was I thinking? How could I not see this coming, you know, and I don't think anyone can.
I'm Greg Eskridge, reporting for SQPR.